AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel, and the Oscar goes to a whole lot of deserving winners. The AP's Warren Levinson covered the Academy Awards.
Spotlight won the Oscar for Best Picture. That was something of a surprise. The Revenant was supposed to have the inside track, but had to console itself with Oscars for its director, its cinematographer, and its star, Leonardo DiCaprio, who won Best Actor after being nominated four times before.
I've been overwhelmed with, such support. Really, truly, by so many fans and so many people in the industry, it's quite shocking, actually. And what can you say? Except I'm very grateful.
Brie Larson was Best Actress for Room. That was widely expected, as was Alicia Vikander for Supporting Actress for The Danish Girl. Mark Rylance was Best Supporting Actor for Bridge of Spies. That was not expected. It was going to be Sylvester Stallone's year. And Oscar host Chris Rock was winning good reviews for his sharp comedy aimed at the all-white acting nominations. Warren Levinson, Los Angeles.
This song performed by Sam Smith won the Best Original Song Oscar. It's from the James Bond movie Spectre. In other news, terrorist attacks in Baghdad are claiming even more lives. Iraqi officials say the death toll from back-to-back market bombings carried out by the Islamic State group the previous day on Sunday in eastern Baghdad has climbed to 73. Police and health officials say several of the critically wounded died overnight, while 112 people remain in the hospital. North Korea presented a detained American student before the media in Pyongyang. 21-year-old Otto Warmbier tearfully apologized for attempting to steal a political banner from a hotel where he'd been staying as a tourist. The University of Virginia undergrad said he did it at the request of a member of a church back home who wanted it as a trophy. This is AP Radio News. The GOP presidential candidates were at each other on Sunday. Senator Marco Rubio telling CBS's Face the Nation that rival Donald Trump is bad for the party.
It could be the end of the Republican Party. It will split us and splinter us in a way that we may never be able to recover, and the Democrats will be joyful about it.
Trump, at a campaign rally in Alabama, says he's offended that Rubio is calling him a con man.
It was such an insulting thing. You don't call somebody of achievement. You don't do that. You don't call somebody of achievement when you've done nothing. This guy is a dishonest guy. He bought the house. He sold it to a lobbyist.
All the candidates are gearing up for the Super Tuesday voting this week. A federal appeals court in Philadelphia is scheduled to hear arguments in New Jersey on Senator Bob Menendez's corruption case. He was charged last year with multiple counts of bribery and fraud. Prosecutors say he took gifts and campaign contributions from a Florida eye doctor. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.